graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Hello and welcome. You are tuned into the Atomic Drop. My name is Tarek, and this is a professional wrestling podcast like no other. I hope you're doing well. It's been a few weeks since we've put a new show out, but we have a vast back catalogue, so go check that out. A lot of you have been. I've been seeing from the, the statistics on Podomatic and all that, so thought I might as well put out a new one. I'm doing well. Wrestling's been all right. I've still been watching, funnily enough. What's there to mention? Dominic Mysterio facing Seth Rollins at SummerSlam. I'm highly excited about it. The thing about Dominic is he's a lot larger than his father was, but he's still doing a lot of the nimble moves that Rey Mysterio was known for. So we'll see how it comes along at SummerSlam. Maybe there'll be some interference. Maybe Dominic will join Seth Rollins' with his Jesus group or whatever he's doing. I don't know. We opened a show with the theme for the Kabuki Warriors, the team of Asuka and Kairi Sane. Kairi Sane has left the WWE, and fair play to her. I'd understand if you're wrestling in the States in front of, like, you know, tens of thousands of people, but if you're just wrestling in front of Performance Center trainees, as I said, like, professional wrestling doesn't really work without a crowd. And if we look at, like, the whole COVID-19 situation, a lot of the arts are suffering, theatres are suffering, cinemas are suffering. Somehow pro wrestling has managed to survive. I suspect because they've got TV deals, and well, I say pro wrestling has managed to survive. I'm not sure how the indies in England and the UK are doing, but at the same time, as this thing kicked off, I think the indies in the UK had their own set of problems. So maybe it was for the best. But yeah, no, I'm enjoying pro wrestling. Hope you are too. We did have Extreme Rules, the horror show Extreme Rules, which was a horror show. The New Day lost their tag titles. But on the upside, it might be because they seem to be wanting to push Big E. Give him a singles run like he deserves. He should have had one years ago. And we'll see how that goes. And of course, the last thing we're going to say before we get into the Atomic Drop for the week is this retribution angle. I don't know who's under the masks. There's a lot of whispers going around. People saying Vanessa Bourne, people saying Naomi might be in it, people saying Xavier Woods might be there. I don't know who's in it. All I know is if you look who's under those masks, they all look relatively small, so they don't look like to be any great threat. I feel like the minute they take their masks off, it's going to be a great letdown. I'd love it to be all the people that got released at the start of this COVID thing. They've come back with retribution. Makes sense. Maybe that's the case. And of course, Raw Underground. It looks like someone's been watching Lucha Underground. It's nice. It's different. Will it work? I don't know. Like, as I said, I like professional wrestling. I don't like staged real fights. I don't watch the UFC. It's too brutal anyway. So I don't know. Let me know what your thoughts are. You can comment below where this thing lives on. I say Mixcloud. I haven't uploaded these to Mixcloud in ages. But comment somehow. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. You can find me. You're smart enough. Thank you for tuning in. Do tell a friend, because this is a wrestling podcast like no other. You're about to find out. We're about to kick off the Atomic Drop for the week, which is a collection of songs, promos, songs sung by wrestlers, songs about wrestlers. The full track listing will be in the info area for this podcast, but we're going to kick things off with a band called The Mighty Jabronis. Here they are with a song called Woo.
They continue to tell me that I have to prove myself. Well, holding that title more times than any living human being on the face of the earth. The world's title, not the plastic garbage that you hear about. The world's heavyweight title that dates back into the 1800s. A Magnum TA, they tell me that you're the man in line. You're Mr. It. Well, in a very short out, we're going to find out what you're made of. I don't have to prove anything to any living human being. And then Flair, my town, the one with the big arch, inside a cage. We're going to find out what you're made of. We're going to find out just exactly what kind of guts you got. They want me to continually prove that Harley Race is wrestling. Wrestling personifying the man that, when you mention the word, has rewritten every book that's been wrote on it. I'll prove it if I have to, all over again. TA, this just hope that you're up to the task, because nothing would suit me better than to go in that cage with Flair packing the other belt. I love it.
Yeah, bitch. Stantama. Yeah. Feeling like Marty Jannetty. Fucking party time, bitches. You know what I'm saying? Walk up in the club doing diamond crossbodies and shit. I don't give a fuck. See the fanny pack, bitch. Drop kick a bitch in the face. They call me Marty Jannetty. It's party time, bitches. Better say the confetti. A Rolling Stone going hard till the pigs arrest me. I'm just a rocker like Marty Jannetty. Yeah, I'm going intercontinental, bitch. Don't waste my time. Survivor Series headline, 1989. Let's superstar shit. Beat me grips and pour my wine. I'm just trying to unwind, bro. Keep your bitches in line. I can't help it that I'm going the hardest. These bitches swear I'm in an 80s headband. They think I'm Blackie Lawless. Fluorescent tights, bitch. My swag is loud as fuck. Extra flamboyant fanny pack, that's a must. You talking business, then let's talk the cash. Fast advance. Plus two naked bitches washing me in bubble baths. I'm a rocker, so my life is the party. Don't even bother talking to me if you rocking that hardy. Yeah, drop kick a bitch in the face. They call me Marty Jannetty. It's party time, bitches. Better spray the confetti. A Rolling Stone going hard till the pigs arrest me. I'm just a rocker like Marty Jannetty. Yeah, drop kick a bitch in the face. They call me Marty Jannetty. It's party time, bitches. Better spray the confetti. A Rolling Stone going hard till the pigs arrest me. I'm just a rocker like Marty Jannetty. Diving crossbody, I do the hangman. Off the top rope with a perfect land. Atomic drop, got that wrist lock. Been doing shows around the globe and I just made a pit stop. Just to show up at events, I need 30,000. Don't wanna hear the details, bitch, tell my accountant. On my owner with a team, I'm the king of the mountain. I come around and pussy squirting like a water fountain. Keep some goals around my waistband. What the fuck you thinking, bitch? I'm a motherfucking tag champ. Ain't gotta try to impress you. Bitch, I'm rad as fuck. If you see the super kick, then you better duck. Yeah, drop kick a bitch in the face. They call me Marty Jannetty. It's party time, bitches. Better spray the confetti. A Rolling Stone going hard till the pigs arrest me. I'm just a rocker like Marty Jannetty. Yeah. Drop kick a bitch in the face. They call me Marty Jannetty. It's party time, bitches. Better spray the confetti. A Rolling Stone going hard till the pigs arrest me. I'm just a rocker like Marty Jannetty. Yeah, bitch. When you see the neon spandex and fanny packs up in the club, you know that's Daniel Dama. Going hard, cause I'm nothing more than a rocker, bitch. Call me Marty Jannetty. Fuck the police. Come arrest me, bitch.
CBAWA Southern Tag Champions, the team of the Midnight Rockers, Marty Jannetty, Shawn Michaels, will be in action here in just a moment. We're going to stop them on the way to the ring for just a bit. As the Rockers head toward the ring, we'll see if we can get a comment about, they've got a match coming up where two referees are going to be assigned to the title match against Scott Hall and the Nightmare. And what's the two referee situation?
First of all, Lance, can you do us a favor? Make like a sheep herder and get the flock out of here. Let us talk now, would you? The first thing we want to say right now, it's no doubt that anyone in the world of the Midnight Rockers are loved everywhere they go. Up north, out east, and out west. Now people put us on a throne and they fan us and feed us grace with the finest women. If you come down here to the south where you slow people, you're looking out, look around this crowd here tonight, Clowns to the left of us, jokers to the right, we're stuck in the middle with you guys. And I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. It isn't gonna matter. Nothing is gonna stop the Midnight Rockers from attaining what they want. And that's going after the AWA World Tag Team Championship, which they're gonna do. And you got a couple of dummies trying to hold us out right away, is that right?
That's right. You know, they're sending guys like the Nasty Boys, who I believe just packed their bags and went elsewhere since the Rockers came around. And they got some big spoon-headed guy named Scott Hall and a little midget named the Nightmare. And they're supposed to be giving the Midnight Rockers some big scare. They're getting two referees. Well, I tell you what, the only thing two referees is going to accomplish is that two people are going to see you beat. All four eyes are going to see y'all shoulders on the mat for a count of three, and that's that. But now, past that, the Midnight Rockers are coming out here today, especially on good terms with everybody. Wipe the slate clean. Because I think maybe we overstepped our boundaries once before. We always come out here and we expect for the CWA and the people of the CWA to give us teams to beat us. Now, that is going to take you to the end of time to find a team to beat the Midnight Rockers. So let's at least get the Rockers a little bit of competition around here. We're not asking for much. We're not asking for much because we're not greedy guys. But one team, just one team that can give us a run for our money. One team that can make the Midnight Rockers sweat. And no, I'm not talking about you two ladies over there. I'm talking about two professional wrestlers that can give the Midnight Rockers a run for their money.
And you know one team that keeps coming up, the name Jerry the Queen Lawler and Jeff Jarrett, the Jeff Jarrett poster. Have you seen that one? There's a 6 foot one wearing blue jeans. You can bet every tackle and base stop in America has got a picture. Sean bought a poster last week and stuck it behind his aquarium to tease his fish. But I tell you what, Jeff Jarrett, it doesn't matter, Jeff Jarrett, Bill Dundee, and the queen of wrestling, Jerry Lawler. Get them in line and see if you can do anything with the Midnight Rockers. Nobody's done it yet, and nobody's going to do it ever.
You know, Marty, I'm starting to get the feeling that nobody believes what we're saying. So these two pukes right here are going to have to be made examples of. For today, Marty, that one's going to be Jeff Jarrett, and that one's going to be Jerry Lawler. Okay? No. No, we'll make him Jerry Lawler anyway. Okay.
Tap. angle. I hit you with the ankle lock. I stay with that gold like I'm Whoopi Goldberg. Stay with that gold like I'm Kurt Angle. I hit you with that ankle lock. I stay with that gold like I'm William Regal. Cause you know I come out on top. I stay with that gold like I'm Kurt Angle. I hit you with that ankle lock. Stay with that gold like I'm really Ringo. Cause I be in Europe a lot. I stay with that gold like I'm Kurt Angle. I hit you with that ankle lock. I stay with that gold like I'm William Regal. Cause you know I come out on top. Flexin' via WWE, cook ass and Malera. Cause I be moving posse packs from here to Europe. Right under the nose of the feds, right under the nose of Queen Elizabeth. Yeah, I be moving pasta, I throw the money right on the test pack. Big homie, heaven line, cause he know I stay in the ring like the Lord of the Rings. I be on the quest for the cheese. I be ballin' similar to Kurt Angle when he was in the WWE. Yeah, I be ballin' like William Regal when he was in the WWE. I stay with that gold like I'm Kurt Angle. I do with that ankle lock. I stay with that gold like I'm William Regal.
You have been listening to The Atomic Drop. That was Young Tempur-Pedic with a song called Kurt Angle and William Regal. Over the course of today's show, the full track listing will be available in the info for this podcast. But to give you a quick rundown, we kicked things off with the Mighty Jabronis and a song called Woo. You then heard Wok and Fuss with Wrestling Personified. That was followed by Daniel Dharma and a song called Marty Jannetty, which was followed by a promo by the Midnight Rockers with an instrumental from Mickey Montz. We then had, what are they called? The Riggs? I think they were called The Riggs. With a song called No, That Is Not a Scorpion Deathlock. That, sir, is a sharpshooter. And we, of course, finished off there with Young Tempur-Pedic and Kurt Angle and William Regal. Good enough show. I thought it was all right. Hope you enjoyed it. Remember, if you liked it and you've got friends who like wrestling, let them know, because we've got no marketing budget, and I still do think this is one of the most unique wrestling shows you will find anywhere in the world. I'm going to keep making them, whether people listen or not, but they might be a bit more sporadic as we're dealing with, well, summer's nice, and I'm going to go out and about, aren't you? While remaining socially distanced. Anyway, there might be a show before SummerSlam. There might not be. If in any case, enjoy SummerSlam. We're going to see a debut. Well, not the debut, but the in-ring debut of Dominic Mysterio. I'm super excited for that. There's some other things going on that show, but I imagine this whole Retribution thing's going to play out, and maybe SummerSlam will be eventful. As we know, since WrestleMania, since this whole pandemic thing, wrestling hasn't been quite the same as what we're used to. But I hope you're all, you know, hanging in there, and well, if you're not watching wrestling, at least you can listen to this show. So that's something. I'm going to leave you now with a song from the Goddamn Dirty Outfit. This is a song called Dead Wrestlers. It's something we're used to, Dead Wrestlers. But although, have we had a death in wrestling in a while? I don't know. But I'm surprised that so many of these wrestlers haven't got COVID. I can't believe Ric Flair's still running about. But all power to him. Anyway, until this time. I say this time next week, there might not be a show. Until next time I put a show out, thank you for listening. Remember, our whole past show archive, well, most of it, is either available on Podomatic or Mixcloud, depending on where you go looking for it. If you want to get in touch, there are ways. I'm sure you can figure it out. But as I said, I'm leaving you with a Goddamn Dirty Outfit. This is a song called Dead Wrestlers. I will, until next time, take care. Ta-ta.
Last night I had a dream of a heavenly battle royale with my fallen heroes gathered in one central aisle. 30 ghosts of superstars.
Wrestler is the best dead wrestler.